Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Conor Bradley, probably the talking point, if I'm going to be really honest. Like, since day dot, essentially coming into the Liverpool side, whether it be substitute appearances or his more recent starts, I think he's just been outstanding. He's shown absolutely no sort of fear when it comes to it. He's just come in and played his own game. He's gone about his own business. I think his time on loan at Bolton last year has definitely helped him because he's had that exposure to senior football already. But, I mean, for me, Evel, he's just been brilliant. And this was another outstanding performance from him.
It really was. Touch on that, the comparisons to Robbo. What is it that you're seeing? Because I've seen a few people in the chat mention it. And
yeah.
It's still early days, but what is it?
It's crazy early days, of course it is. And for me, it's you didn't even need to compare him because he's just a very good footballer, full stop. Course, and attacking sense, defensively, I think he's got it. He really has. He's got that tenacity. And that may be what is the comparison, that tenacity, that willingness to just put in the graft and work so, so hard. Robertson obviously has that in abundance. But for me, it's so difficult to replace or even step into Trent Alexander-Arnold's shoes. You can't replace him. He is irreplaceable. Yeah. You can't do that job for like. And Conor Bradley, to his credit, hasn't really tried.
No, he's just
gone about his business in his way. He knows his strengths. He knows his limitations. Not that he appears to have many, but he's just done his job. He's done his version of being a fullback. And it's a lot like Andy Robertson's because it's up and down all day long, all afternoon. He's up and down. No backward step. Just bang, 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 bang. Constant shuttle runs. And it's obviously for the goal, the Nunes goal, it's that give and go. And we see Robertson do that a lot. Those little triangles in there. And I just think he has that. And his quality's there as well when he gets to the final third. His deliveries were always good. The nigh on, always on point. He gets two assists today, ultimately. And I just think he's got very Andy Robertson qualities about him. It might be a Gaelic thing as well. I could be getting thrown to me. But I honestly just... I get it.
I'd go one step further as well. And I think what he does... When Andy Robertson burst onto the scene for us and upset in Moreno, it looked very raw from Robertson. And I was like, how do we refine it? Mm-hmm. And one of the things that like we didn't necessarily have to refine was his anticipation. Early Robertson was so, he used to anticipate so much and help us on that left-hand side to kind of keep turnover of play, the transitions, and as you say, getting on that front foot and up and down, up and down. And that to me is probably one of the things that I'm spotting in Bradley at the moment. It's that anticipation. And I think the elements of it being raw, maybe it's probably not the right usage of the word for him because that seems to be, he's quite honed. That to me feels like it's a skill as opposed to just raw energy and just
it, there are two factors to that, you're right. There's a football nous and football intelligence to sort of know where the ball's going. He's done it quite a lot badly. He did it a lot today, winning the ball back for the second goal, but he did it against Fulham as well, where he essentially stepped in front of João Paulinho and just read it before Paulinho had, which is testament to his quality as well. But there's two factors there. Like I said, there's the knowing that the ball's going to get played into the area, so you're one step ahead anyway. But there is that, I'm on my toes, I'm on the move, so I'm going to get
heels.
There.
Yeah.
So there's loads of going on there.
Absolutely, and I think that was very reminiscent of early. And I'm not saying Robbo doesn't still have those moments now, but his game's changed slightly. It's been tweaked and tinkered with over the years. But early Robertson, that was it. He was ready to go for the crunch. And you know, there was a few needly tackles and stuff like that he'd leave it on players, and there was all sorts. And
got that,
he's got that, and I think there's that to him. But as you said, there, it seems to be part of his skill set, as opposed to that nervous energy, I'm bursting onto the scene, I'm as 8 million signing from Hull, and I'm just going to give it beans type thing. It's something that he knows that's part of his quality, that's part of his game, and it's something that is serving him well. So how do I flesh it? How do I pad it out now? How do I become more rounded in doing that? Because that's the way football's gone.
Yeah.
All the top teams are using really progressive fullbacks. They not only are you know, defensively sound, and maybe sometimes you look at them, some of them across the board, probably look and think the level of defending from fullbacks has probably went down a few notches, but in terms of going forward, it's gone up excellence. They've taken it to new heights, especially Robertson, especially Trent. They've taken that game to new heights. So he's now going to be playing within that mould. It's never really going to be, no matter, I don't even think whatever manager we bring in would ever look to revert back to type. No. I think that is the way that football is progressing. What footballers, even, you know, your centre-halves now, you're getting more ball-playing centre-halves as a result of it. You know, even Konate this season has shown his ability to play with the ball at his feet and stuff. You think he's just going to be the fireman? Not necessarily. So definitely a quality that I think we're going to see a lot more from in weeks and months.
Yeah, 100%. I think he's got it. Like I say, he's definitely doing his own interpretation of what a fullback is, but he's doing it brilliantly. And as I mentioned, I referenced his time at Bolton last year, and he essentially played a lot of that as a right winger. And if he can see that in him, not just in his quality in the final third and in around those areas, because he's happy to get inverted, he's happy to receive the ball all the time as well, which is another major quality. And McConnell had that today as well, we'll come on to him later, but that willingness to get on the ball, not shy away, because you're playing around some key and some big players for the football club. We've got really sort of high accolades and stuff like that, but he's like, yeah, okay, I'll have it, yeah, in a tight area, don't worry about it. And he's got it all. And I think for me as well, I wouldn't be at all surprised Andy Robertson's run against Manchester City, where he just went pressing every fucker. I could see Conor Bradley doing, because he's got that sort of desire and that willingness to put a shift in as well. We've seen him the other week basically break down with cramp, essentially, because he would go to the, he's got nothing left in the tank.
Go to the wheels fall off.
We've seen it again, yeah, go absolutely. On, yeah. In terms of numbers today for Conor Bradley, plays the whole game, of course. 2 assists, as I mentioned. 5 tackles, only beaten once when he was dribbled past. Won 5 ground duels, won his only aerial duel. 92% passing accuracy as well, which is brilliant. And 3 key passes, which is probably the standout figure from all of this.
The numbers back up the performance.
Yeah, exactly.
As well.
Yeah, the eye test is proven in the numbers. Yeah, 2 long balls, 2 accurate long balls. So, yeah, absolutely outstanding. And I think he was giving man the match on the telly. I know our socials giving man the match as well. Discord people, please let me know who you think. But for me, Conor Bradley was just exceptional. He really, really was.
Man possessed today.
Number?
Got to give him 9.
Yeah,
it's got to be up there. He was boss, and I think we've waxed on, but yeah, definitely up there as a standout performer for me today.
Absolutely, mate. Yeah, and he's gonna be around in some capacity, sort of between now and end of the season and beyond, of course. But the fact that Trent comes back today doesn't mean we're now not going to see Conor Bradley.
No, when you're playing to that level that you're playing at, you've got to find a way to use him, even if it is managing Trent's minutes and Trent, obviously, Trent's
moving into midfield,
midfield. Yeah, there will be, even as I say, to bring him on, you might tinker with the midfield and you might move Trent as a midfielder for the last 20 minutes of a game, and then you might see Bradley picking up, you know, minutes as a right back. So there are plenty of options, but it's again another champagne headache for Jurgen Klopp.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Yeah.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.